This is the Reading Instruction Show. I'm your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic of today's podcast is academic buzzwords, weasel words, propagating lexiconic locution. Claude Goldenberg and the International Dyslexia Association. And this is an excerpt from my book coming out sometime in 2027 called Making Sense of the Science of Reading, Teachers Matter, published by Guilford Publishing. Now, initially, this chapter or podcast was going to be about how bad research is conveniently misinterpreted within the science of reading community in order to make the case that early reading instruction should be skills-based instead of meaning-based. And I began by this chapter by writing the sentence, "Words are important," on top of the page. Then I realized that this sentence didn't convey any useful information, and it served no real purpose. The words were useless. It was this realization that led to the first part of this chapter, which looks at the words used to convey propositions within the science of reading community. So let's look at types of words, and we begin by defining our terms. A word is a grouping of sounds put together. These sound groupings are an abstract representation of things out in the world. Now, these sound groupings can help you to think about things and enable your thoughts to be transmitted to other heads. By making certain sounds, the thoughts in your head float out into space and are picked up by other heads. It's magic. But wait, there's more. Symbols are used to represent sounds. When put together in certain ways, sound symbols enable the thoughts in your head to travel across time and space. And whoever encounters your sound symbol groupings, now or in the future, in a box with a fox, has your thoughts in their head. And that's what a word is. Now, within the science of reading community, sounding out words is thought to be reading. The theory is that when students see these groups of sound symbols on the page, all the sounds slide together and the correct word pops into their head. The desired end here is for the thoughts created in children's heads by all the sound symbols on the page to match the thoughts in the head of the person who sent them. This will enable children to understand the author's point of view, to refer to the structural elements of a poem, to draw correct inferences, to accurately describe characters and events in stories, and to determine the theme of stories. And this, by the way, are all skills, these things I just said, all skills included in the Common Core State Standards and used in part to define and quantify students' level of literacy. But ask yourself, how often are these skills used by people in the real world? I digress. Words, academic buzzwords. A buzzword is a special kind of sound grouping. While most sound groupings are used to transmit ideas or information, these sound groupings are used to elicit an emotional response. In academia, academic buzzwords are commonly used. The overuse of academic buzzwords is called propagating lexiconic locution. Academic buzzwords create the illusion of something important. However, the information transmitted with these can be inaccurate or incomplete. Take, for example, these lists of words, and I'll say just a few. structured, evidence-based, systematic, prescriptive, direct instruction, explicit, extensive, sequential, cumulative, multi-sensory, logical order, phonological, awareness, all right? These words sound important, and everybody is in favor of these words. But nobody wants to admit that they don't know exactly what all these words mean. If you want to have some fun, go to a science of reading convention. Find a room full of people and ask them to write out the definitions of these common academic buzzwords. Of course, this is after they have sounded them out. Then compare the lists, and what fun you will have. Weasel words and cartoons. There's another kind of word used in academia called a weasel word. These kinds of words are used to give the impression of something without really saying something. Weasel words come in handy in academic writing as they absolve the writer from responsibility for the propositions put forth on the page. For example, in 2020, Claude Goldenberg tells us that, quote, literacy studies, brain research, and evaluations of instructional programs and interventions have suggested that learning to read in a language such as English with an alphabetic orthography, i.e. writing system, requires learning the alphabetic principles. The idea that letters or groups of letters, graphemes, represent the speech sounds, phonemes, in words, unquote. Now, according to Claude, this is only a suggestion. They suggest these things. And we can suggest a lot of things without being held to account. For example, I could suggest that Claude purposefully uses overly long sentences and propagating lexiconic locution. And he also tends to conveniently overinterpret bad research. This is done to create the illusion that his propositions have a strong basis in research. But that's only a suggestion. I can't be held to account for a suggestion. Now, words by themselves are not weasel-y. Their weaselness is dependent on the context in which they're found. Suggested, in Claude's sentence, is a weasel word when used in this context. Claude's not saying there's a causal relationship here. He's not saying that there's research evidence to support the idea that learning the alphabetic principle is a required prerequisite of learning to read. He's merely making a suggestion. But the bigger question is, why is he suggesting such a thing in the first place? By using propagating lexiconic locution to suggest such a thing, Claude gives the impression that someplace in the world there are people who disagree with his proposition. However, I would suggest that most people already agree with his suggestion. Learning that letters stands for certain sounds is an important part of beginning reading instruction. Everyone agrees with this. So why did Claude use 51 words and a suggestion to make a proposition that most people already know and agree with? Now, one cannot infer intent. One cannot legitimately suggest intent. What one can do, however, is describe why some people might do this. And by using the words describe, some people, and might, there's a strong possibility that you might infer that this was Claude's intent. But I'm not saying this. I'm not describing this. I'm not suggesting this. And I'm not even inferring this. Any inferences that are made are on you. Now, weasel words aren't always easy to detect. But when you first start looking, you have to read carefully to see them. But once you start looking, you'll find weasel words popping out of the page of academic articles like whack-a-moles. So let's look at straw man arguments. Weasel words and propagating lexiconic locution are sometimes used to create a straw man argument. This is where one creates an inaccurate or cartoonish portrayal of something and then makes an argument against the cartoon. This is done to give the impression that the product, service, or idea that one is trying to sell is better than something else. By saying that something is, has, or does something, you're inferring that something else doesn't. For example, to make the case that structured literacy is better than balanced literacy, in 2019, the International Dyslexia Association used this description, quote, "Structured literacy is characterized by the provision of systematic, explicit instruction that integrates listening, speaking, reading, and writing, and emphasizes the structure of language across the speech sound system, phonology, the writing system, orthography, the structure of sentences, syntax, the meaningful part of words, morphology, the reading, the relationship among words, semantics, and the organization of spoken and written discourse," unquote. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Words buzzing around like swarms of bees around a hive. Now, I would ask you to go to that same science of reading convention that you went to and find the same room full of people. Ask them now to write a description of each of these elements, what they look like in practice, the elements described by the International Dyslexia Association. What does it look like? What are they actually doing? What behaviors do I see? What type of pedagogical strategies or practices would I see? And if the people in the room are able to do this correctly, you'll find that most, if not all, of the elements they list are also included in balanced approaches to reading instruction and interventions. When comparing structured literacy to a balanced approach, it's not a matter of what, it's a matter of how and how much these elements are used. But by creating a list of buzzwords instead of a description, the International Dyslexia Association is strongly suggesting that these are unique to the domain of structured literacy and their Orton-Gillingham products and services. But this is conveniently inaccurate, and this perhaps was the purpose. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.